The reading today is taken from John 6, chapter 25 to 40. Jesus, the bread of life. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks very much, Kathleen. So, did you know that if you search the NIV translation of the Bible on Bible Gateway for the word bread, you will get 255 results? Now, sadly, not all of them are actually the word bread, because the very first result you get is in Genesis, chapter 13, verse 17, and it's a part of the word breadth. So not all of them, not all 255, are about bread. However, I think it's safe to say that bread likely appears over 200 times in the Bible. If you narrow that down to the New Testament, you have it mentioned 78 times. If you narrow that down to just the Gospels, it's 62. And of those 62, I think we can assume that most are from times where Jesus is either talking about bread or he's using it in some way. So I'd like to start by asking for some, hopefully, some audience participation. Feel free to put comments down if you're watching online, of stories that you can remember of Jesus having something to do with bread. Just shout out a few of them to me if you can remember any. Bible knowledge testing here. Feeding the 5,000, a few people have said. Any others? Feeding the 3,000? The Last Supper, yeah. Any others? No? Okay, well, Sermon on the Mount. Funny you should mention that. I'm going to be mentioning that myself. It's interesting, though, that we've mentioned about feeding the 3,000 and the 5,000. There was also a 4,000 in the middle as well. But anyway, I'm going to be focusing on three particular examples, which I shall briefly go through. They're going to be Jesus being tempted, part of the Sermon on the Mount, and feeding the 5,000. So let's have a look at Jesus being tempted. In Matthew chapter 4, we see Jesus being tempted by the devil. His first temptation is about turning stones into bread. In verse 4, Jesus says, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." So from this we learn that Jesus is saying that bread is important, but there is something even more important. Then let's have a look at the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew's Gospel, we have the Sermon on the Mount, which is a 3-chapter-long sermon. Jesus covering a whole range of topics. And in one part that appears in chapter 7, verse 9, Jesus says, "Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone?" And then in verse 9 it says, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" Jesus is saying that through this we learn that the bread from God is a gift. And then we move on to the feeding the 5,000. Here Jesus is feeding 5,000 people with a young boy's packed lunch. Philip, the disciple, asked Jesus how much food there is. Was asked by Jesus how much food there is, and all they have is this poor boy's 5 loaves and 2 fish that he was probably given by his mum before he set off to go and listen to Jesus. Imagine how that feels, having your packed lunch taken away from you. Big burly man coming up and taking it. Anyway, in John 6, verses 11 and 13, this happens. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted, and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. From this story, we see that Jesus meets the needs of the hungry. Indeed, I think we could say he goes beyond meeting their needs. Time to get our memory verse volunteers back up. You want to come back up here? The bread of life will never grow hungry. Whoever believes in me will never grow thirsty. Okay, put them down. We're going to try that again a little bit later for the last time. If you want to go back and sit down. Thank you very much. Okay, so again, reminding us, I am the bread of life. Let's look onto this a little bit further. So if we think about what Jesus is offering here, what we've seen in these stories already, having heard what Jesus has done for us, is there anything we need to do to receive the satisfying life that he offers? Well, the answer is yes, there is. Because Jesus invites us simply to come to him and believe in him. It's what our memory verse is talking about. And then we will receive the life that will satisfy our deepest hunger. We satisfy our own body's hunger and thirst by eating bread and drinking water. Maybe something slightly more than just bread and water, hopefully, particularly over Christmas time. But we do this every day. We're eating and drinking every day to sustain our bodies. we satisfy our inner hunger and thirst for life by spending time with Jesus every day. Building up our relationship with him. As we spend time with Jesus through listening to what he says to us as we read our Bibles, speaking with him and listening to him as we pray, and then obeying what he says to us, so we walk in the deeply rich and satisfying life that God has given us. So can I encourage you this morning to make the top priority of your life to develop a daily habit of spending time with Jesus, seeking him and his presence, reading your Bible and praying. Because the more you get to know Jesus, the more he will satisfy your deepest hunger for life. Now, hopefully, you've all got a piece of paper. That's where I put it. Looking like this. Apologies for those of you at home. Feel free to draw a piece of bread. All we're going to do is for a couple of minutes, I want to encourage you to write one thing, at least one thing, that you're going to do this week. A habit you're going to build up to help to grow your relationship with God. How you're going to encourage yourself to be reading your Bible more, to be praying more, to be seeking God and his presence. I'll just give you a minute or two, and then we'll come back. If anyone's struggling, feel free to just write something like "pray every morning." It's a nice, simple one. If you can't think of anything else, but just write one thing down, and then when you take it home, you're able to look at it and remind yourself of how you're going to help grow your relationship with God. So let's go over what it is that we've looked at today. We've looked at the fact that bread is mentioned or used by Jesus many times in the gospel. They show us Jesus is the bread of life, who came to satisfy our deepest hunger for life. We receive life through Jesus when we come to him, believing in him. We continue to receive life by developing our relationship with Jesus. This is the core message from Jesus being the bread of life for us.